listener production.
Hey, welcome back. It's Cliff. This is Everything Southwest and part two of my chat with Simon Healy, Southwest local legend. Capital L or small L, do you think?
Whatever you want.
Yeah, you can have it. You can have a capital L.
You're taller than me, whatever.
30 years in Bunbury and the Southwest with firstly Radio West and then Triple M. And last time around, we were talking about the early days here. I'm so glad the actual running of the station is a bit better. How did we survive some of those fools?
It's wait for the book to come out. Your book.
Oh, no, no, no. No, well, A, who the hell would care? B, too many people still have to die before I can write it. Because you can't, what is it, you can't defame the debt. Whatever.
Anyway, whatever it is,
It doesn't matter. So, as we worked out, you're not on air anymore. I don't think you hardly even do any commercials or anything anymore.
Oh, do a few, some, not many.
Some, but not many. So, you work in operations
behind
the scenes.
Yep, looking after teams, so looking after riders and traffic people and production people, but also involved in a lot of project work as well. So that could be based in WA or it could be based nationally. I'm on two project teams nationally at the moment to work out systems and processes and how we communicate between each state and each business. So that takes up a lot of my day. But coming in and checking on the teams here and, you know, we've got a project work going on with some renovations which is coming up, things like that. And then I'll get pulled into different projects or areas to fix things or have a look at things. So never a dull moment.
Do you miss being on air?
Yeah, occasionally. Yeah, I do. Although it's changed dramatically since, you know, I was on the air because it was probably a little bit more free reigned and we could probably go to the edge of the knife where, you know, that's changed a little bit. So I miss the excitement of it. I remember just reflecting back to when the tornado went through, like,
oh yeah,
that was live radio in, you know, we were doing a happy breakfast show and then at, you know, 17 past six on that day. So I was on it with Ronnie Moffat. He looked out the window and he goes, it's really bizarre. And I remember him going downstairs with his mobile phone. He said, it's just like a bomb's gone off. There was trees everywhere and power lines. And then we actually turned into like an emergency service because we all lost power. So we were broadcasting, helping the Bunbury police, them just getting messages out saying, you know, go here, stay at home, don't go here. And it was surreal. We're on here for 6 hours until, you know, things sort of got back onto track. But it was very surreal.
Yes, it was not a good day.
Not a good day.
However, to see people come together, that was a good day.
Absolutely. Just the way the community came together. There were people whose businesses were destroyed. People came together in the streets to offer support and love and care. And, you know, that's what this community is all about.
I remember seeing Alex Karatamoglu,
yes.
Who had Bunbury Hyundai at the time. I went over there and it looked like a war scene.
Yeah.
And I remember saying to him, I can see it in my head now, I remember saying, I just want to give you a hug.
Yeah, and people did.
Yeah.
People from other dealerships came and supported. I'll never forget that moment.
No hugs during the big siege. In fact, the other day, November 22, was the anniversary of the siege that shut down Bunbury, the centre of Bunbury for about 12 hours.
Yes.
Do you remember getting yelled at by the copper?
Yes, yes. And we were hiding in Queen's Garden. Was it Queen's Garden?
No, no.
You know where the big ball is?
What
do you call that?
That's the council garden.
So we hopped over there and we were going up towards Sports Marine to do what we do, best reporting, and was like, move back, get back. And we dived over this bush like we're in MASH or, you know, the A-team, and we didn't know what was going on. We're walking into the danger zone, apparently.
Yeah. I mentioned it to Watto, John Watson, who was the commander in charge, and he said, oh, well, did you move on too? Right,
yeah, we moved, all right.
You, out.
Yeah, we moved.
Moved very quickly.
You got reprimanded because you did a bit of extra reporting that you should not have done and got reprimanded by an inspector of Perth. That was not at the time. It was not funny, but afterwards we can laugh about it because you got ripped a fair new one.
Yeah, don't report everything that you see.
No,
The Sky Show. The Bunbury Sky Show is the biggest sky show outside of Perth, has been for a number of years. You and I were instrumental in starting that.
Yeah, with the Miles family, years and years ago with the late Barry Miles, and he was instrumental in starting that off. And I remember we choreographed jet skis going up and down the Leisure Inlet. We choreographed the audio, and they were some great times when we first started, because we didn't know what we were doing. We just thought, you know,
put on a show.
But now, obviously, the City of Bunbury have taken it to the next level. But what we did back in those days was nothing short of outstanding. And they were great fun times to remember.
Now, tell me about weddings, parties, funerals, anything.
So I got into the wedding industry. So I went and did a course with a lady in Perth, which was about, it was a, probably a week course. And you ended up getting a statement of attainment. So I got that. And then by the time I got through the government to be a civil marriage celebrant, it took me probably 9 or 10 months to get through that process. Now it's actually, it's a Cert 4, so it's a 6-month course to get in. So I always wanted to do that. And I thought I wouldn't get through because of the legals and, you know, how difficult that would be. But, you know, over time, you get to know all that sort of stuff. So I really enjoyed doing weddings. And then I got into funerals. I guess, you know, thanks to your family, I started off in doing funerals. You know, with your dad, you trusted me with that ceremony.
Absolutely.
And that was the first funeral I ever did, and I didn't know if I could do it or not. And so thank you for taking a chance with me to do something special for your family.
And now I'm doing that with your help.
Yes.
It's strange how it turns around.
Yeah, and you enjoy doing funerals. I mean,
I find it very fulfilling.
It is fulfilling. It's humbling. It's very fulfilling. And it's just so beautiful to bring someone's life in a storyline and celebrate what they did on this earth. You know, it's amazing.
And weddings, you did the ceremony and then you would do the parties afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
And you literally did weddings, parties, anything.
Yeah, weddings,
you
parties.
You were lugging them, those huge speakers, which were bigger than
me.
You. I remember I helped you bump out once and I'm like, Simon, how do you do this? They were so big.
I know.
That game has changed too, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, when I was doing the weddings, you know, I'd go and do a wedding in Collie and then finish the show in Collie, come back in and then do the brekkie show because it'll be a Sunday night and like, oh, Monday morning, I might as well go to work. It's 4:30. So on occasions like that, but I just couldn't do it now. But, you know, that's changed. So now the scenery is, you know, used to, you know, there are a few biffos and drink and that sort of stuff, and now it's all changed. And, you know, I just can't be bothered listening just one more song and respecting that. I'm probably a bit long in the tooth now, and I just can't.
Okay,
so I know. So no, but I must say the DJ and the weddings, you know, I'm still doing celebrancy, which I love, but the DJ part, you know, I've sort of wrapped up now. But that was very good to me, and I thoroughly enjoyed it and met a lot of great people too. Had a lot of good times.
But you had some times away from family as well. That was hard. Saturdays, Fridays,
yeah,
sometimes through the week.
Yeah.
And you had little kids and you had Andrea. And did you have a course in mind that you go, right, I want to do this, I want to get my house paid off.
Yep.
No. Work, and got that done? Or was it, oh, there's another gig.
I think we drew a line and said, you know, this is where we're up to as far as, you know, we've got money to do this and money to do that. So that was important. But a big, you know, in the industry, you've got to make a commitment. So you can't just ring up a family on Saturday morning and go, oh, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not well. I never once did that ever. But you hear that time and time again where people pull jobs. And that's just gut-wrenching for families who are under enough stress to do, you know, a wedding and put on a reception. So look, I enjoyed the weddings. They were really good fun. But now I'm at the easier end of the wedding day, I guess, rather than the party end.
Because you turned 50.
Yes, this year. How do I look?
Was that a thing? No, you're right. Was that a thing for you? Because I know some people. There was a mate of mine. Oh, this was years ago. He turned 30. He was depressed for a week because he was turning 30. I'm like, seriously, go and get some perspective in your life.
Every time I go down the street, people go, oh, you haven't changed a bit. You haven't changed a bit. So at this age, I still think I'm 18 and built like a bullet. That's how I feel.
We're not bulletproof, though.
No, I know.
Not
anymore. That's how I feel.
You did have a scare.
I had a tachycardia a few years ago.
Did that change things?
Yeah, slowed down, exercised, ate properly. You just got to look after yourself. So that was probably 5 or 6 years ago now.
There's only one of you.
There's only one of me.
Well, that's good.
Thank God for that.
So what inspires you now? Because for someone to be in an industry for 3 decades, I don't know if you're going to see that much in the future. Someone to be in the same industry, in the same place for 3 decades is huge.
Yeah, look, it's the people, it's the technology, it's the exciting things that we do with the technology we have these days. All those things together, being able to try things or try new projects or test things out, it's every day is completely exciting. I just love it.
You still call yourself a radio person?
Absolutely. I am through and through.
And you could probably retire.
Oh, one day?
No, sooner rather than some of us.
But I think I'd be bored. I think I'd be bored. This is my life. I don't know what to do. I don't know anything else. This is my life.
Is there anybody else in your circle, kids you went to school with or something or whatever, who have been in a gig for as long as you have?
Yeah, so another mate of mine, he's in the AFP. And he's been doing that ever since he left school, and he's still doing that till today, you know. Yeah. So, but not many, everyone's sort of changed and chopped around a little bit, but it's very few and far between these days.
AFP, I think I'd rather be back announcing Madonna songs dealing with those bad guys.
Some of the stories he tells me, yeah, me too. So, but he's still around to tell his story, but I wouldn't do that if you paid me. It's crazy.
So what does the next 12 months hold for Simon Healy?
I'll still be here doing what I do, enjoying what I do, having a good time, marrying people, and anything else I can get stuck into.
Marrying them. What's the? Do you want to tell a story? You tell a story of the funerals or a wedding, and then I'll tell one. Because I rang you last year when I was on the way back from a funeral service, and I said I will bet I've had something happen that you haven't had happen. Go on.
Okay.
This is your gig. You go first.
I'll use an easy one. Yeah. So we had a bride and groom, and the groom is at the back of the ceremony. And he's walked up and he's popped two buttons off his pants.
Oh, dear.
No braces, no nothing. So this guy, and he couldn't stand there where they're holding his pants up. They were literally falling down. So I go over to the Ford Maverick, the red Ford Maverick, and I have got two rolls of gaffer tape. And righto. I said, this won't look very good for a start, but I'm sure we'll fix it up. So he hooked him up and I just wrapped a whole, he was a larger gentleman, lovely guy, Chris's name was, and we just wrapped gaffer tape around his waist to hold his pants up, and it worked.
I'd love to see the photos.
And it worked. Well, there's a couple of shots with him, but that's one of the funny stories I remember. Because it was split sound. What are we going to do?
That's a great
story. The bride's coming down the runway. His pants are falling down. What do we do? Like, he popped his buttons. There was no cotton and thread. So that was a funny story. It was quick to fix. What's one of yours?
The one that I rang you about, and I won't place it or anything of that nature. But I was doing a celebration for a really nice fellow, and his daughter was sitting in the front pew about 4 feet from me, right in front. And suddenly, boom, starts feeding the baby.
Oh, yes.
No shawl, no nothing. There were older people there, and I'm just like, are you serious?
That can be a little distracting, really? But, you know, what have I taught you?
Don't look at them.
Yeah, that's right. Just look above people's heads.
Yes.
Yeah. He's referring to eyes, by the way.
We probably will make a book one day.
One day,
between the two of us, gee, we could tell stories.
Oh, my Lord, yeah, we certainly could.
Yeah.
We could.
Fantastic. Mate, thank you for telling yours.
And thank you for getting me into this wonderful, wonderful industry. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here.
And I wouldn't know you.
There you go.
And you've been a dear friend for a long, long time.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for that. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Local legends, and there's more to come here on Listener. If you know someone who hasn't got the Listener app, tell them to get it wherever you get your apps. It's free to download. It'll take you about half a minute to get it and download it, and then you can take us wherever you want to go. A Listener production.